ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Feliz año. Aquí nos tienes de vuelta en el primer Underground Garage de este 2016. Espero que hayas tenido tiempo de disfrutar de las fiestas y también, lógicamente, de descansar un poco, porque aquí nos tienes dispuestos a cargarte bien las pilas. Soy Carlos Medina y esta noche el guitarrista de Springsteen va a homenajear a un hombre que, en gran medida, aportó con su visión grandes cambios en la historia del rock. Él es el señor Frank Barzalona. Y hoy es el gran protagonista de nuestro primer show de 2016. No voy a entretenerte mucho más porque aquí manda la música. Bueno, Little Steven, abrimos las puertas del garaje y lo hacemos al ritmo de los ingleses Traffic, Medicated Goo. Buenas noches, familia.
Cause Molly made a few that'll make a new girl out of you. Oh, so follow me, it's good for you. That good old fashioned medicated goo. Ooh, ain't it good for you? My own homegrown recipe will see you through. Freaking Freddie Frolic had some on. Was last seen picking green flowers in a field of snow. Oh, get ready, Freddy, they're sure to know. Mother Nature just blew it, and there's nothing really to it. I know. So follow me, it's good for you. That good old fashioned medicated goo.
Was starting to drive him crazy. Young agent Frank Barzalona, known as the Kid, had gotten to the office early, very early. He was nervous. He told the skeptical bosses he could handle the job, and he hated to admit it, but maybe they were right. Not that they cared about the rock and roll division, which, after all, was the most insignificant part of the agency. The bread and butter of this thing was TV and movie stars, and they knew it. Real singers like Stephen Eady, Nat King Cole. Frankie had let his instincts, his arrogance, his ambition get the best of him, and now he was staring at a phone that wouldn't ring. He was told to book the new act in Washington, D.C., and that's what he did. Of course, he had to talk the old promoter into it because he had never heard of the act. His own kids and their friends had never heard of them. Who cared what kids thought anyway in 1964? You're sure, kid? You're really sure, huh? Absolutely sure, because it's going to be a short career if you're wrong. Frankie was sure at the time. Now, the tickets should have gone on sale at 9 o'clock. That was half an hour ago. The secretaries were coming in, each nodding in sympathetic understanding as they walked by, wondering who was going to take his place, and what a shame it was, him being so cute and all. Finally, at 11 o'clock, he couldn't take it anymore. He called Washington. Hello. But all Frankie could hear was police sirens and dogs barking and what sounded like screams. Is that you, Frankie? Oh, boy, what the hell? Did the tickets go on sale? Tickets? I can't hear you, Frankie. Speak up. You know, maybe he'd tried Broadway. I mean, he had a pretty good voice, and who needed the adjunct of being an agent? The tickets should have went on sale 2 hours ago. Frankie found himself shouting above the racket. Oh, the tickets. Oh, don't worry about that. We had to go on sale at midnight because of the lines. We got riot police surrounding the building trying to save it, and I just spent 30 minutes on the phone chatting with President Johnson, who asked for tickets for his kids. Now he says he owes me one. Frankie, the kid, slumped back in his chair. His instincts were right, and they'd stay right for the next 30 years. Oh, and Frankie, you got any more groups like those Beatles, you let me know, will you?
Everybody, my name is Ringo, and yours isn't. Anyway, here I am on Little Steven's Underground Garage Show, listening to real people play real instruments and turning themselves into real bands. Christ, it's great, Steven. We're really glad you're doing it. It's fab, fab, fab.
You're down. You're afraid of me. I don't know why, but I'm not afraid of you now. You're afraid of me.
I'm afraid of you. Are you cracked?
Teach you soldiering, the world's noblest profession. When we've done with you, you'll be able to stand up and slaughter your enemies like civilized men. But first, you'll have to learn to march in step, do the manual of arms without even having to think. Good soldiers don't think, they just obey. Do you suppose if a man thought twice, he'd give his life for queen and country? Not bloody likely. He wouldn't go near the battlefield.
Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, please. Don't never ever say we're through. Oh, my lover. I feel attached to you. Can't you see I'm really in love with you? Desire is to be with you to the end. You and I.
Welcome to our tribute to one of the most extraordinary men that have ever lived, Frank Barcelona, one of my lifelong best friends and my mentor. So we will be celebrating his life, and mostly his artists. We'll be throwing in our usual coolest new things. We started the show with Traffic, Chris Blackwell, one of Frank's best friends. Chris had signed them after working on Give Me Some Lovin' for the Spencer Davis Group. He actually began the production of it, and it was completed by Jimmy Miller, who then went on to produce Traffic for Chris. Jimmy actually co-wrote that one with Stevie Winwood, one of the great singers of all time. The Beatles, their third single, rejected by the American company, Capitol. Wouldn't be so hard booking them, though, after that. The Blues Magoos, their absolute garage classic, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, the great records of all time. No record sounds quite like that. Art Paul Hemis and Bob Wild, production credit. Pepe Castro, Ralph Scala, Ron Gilbert, Mike Esposito, and Jeff Daking. Came out of the Village, Greenwich Village, 1966. One of three groups to use the word psychedelic in that year. But theirs was the coolest. Psychedelic Lollipop. That's an album title, huh? The Clash, Tommy Gunn from Give 'Em Enough Rope. Sandy Perlman producing that one. One of my favorite tracks from one of my favorite girl groups, Oh My Lover from the Chiffons. B-side of He's So Fine. Ronnie Mack writing, The Tokens producing. Judy, Barbara, Sylvia, and Patricia. Party Lights, Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band from the new collection, The Ties That Bind. Everything You've Always Didn't Even Know You Wanted from the River. Out now on Columbia. All Frank Barcelona artists, as we rerun our tribute to him, the man who made rock an industry. And except for a precious few, we can start to use that term in the past tense. As I mentioned in my, I guess you'd call it a eulogy, you can read that at rollingstone.com. Search Frank Barcelona and it should pop up. We'll be back with the greatest roster of artists ever assembled in one agency.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Esta noche tenemos un protagonista muy especial, uno a la altura del primer show de 2016. Él es Frankie Barcelona. No sé si alguna vez oíste hablar de él, pero su visión del rock dio un gran empujón a la difusión de los espectáculos en directo. Barcelona fue un agente de talentos, como eran conocidos por la época, que comenzó su carrera siendo muy jovencito. Nació en la ciudad de Nueva York en 1938 y comenzó su carrera en la agencia GAC, especializada, como, bueno, la mayoría, en figuras del entretenimiento de la televisión, el cine y el teatro. Pero cuando llegó Frankie, pidió hacerse cargo de la sección del rock and roll, prácticamente residual dentro de la agencia. De hecho, no tardó en darse cuenta del potencial del rock dentro del mundo del espectáculo. Con 26 años, fundó su propia agencia. Lo hizo bajo el título de Premier Talent Agency, la primera en centrarse exclusivamente en artistas del rock. Pinta bien, ¿verdad? Enseguida le cedo el testigo a Little Steven, pero para empezar a entender la importancia de nuestro protagonista, te adelantaré que algunas de las bandas que formaron parte de la cartera de Barcelona fueron The Who, Led Zeppelin, Yardbirds, Van Halen, Sex Pistols o Bruce Springsteen, entre otros muchos. Todo un talento, el del señor Barcelona, protagonista hoy del primer Underground Garage de 2016. Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Salute to Frank Barcelona. With all due respect to all those other fine agents out there, the only really important rock and roll agent in history, I would go one step further and name him the only really important agent of any kind, at least since Julie Stein. That's when agents were agents, baby. Frank is probably responsible for bringing your favorite artist to your town. Among the many things Frank did to change the business was coming up with one simple concept. A band's live performance was the most important thing. More important than the records or the airplay. This was unprecedented and totally radical thinking. He figured hits will come and go, but if a band is great live, they will have longevity. And then the hits become the icing on the cake rather than the cake itself. He started the first rock and roll agency, Premier Talent, ran it for 30 years with second-in-command Barbara Skydell and Willie Vicar driving. Premier's identity would be established early as the agency with all the British acts. Frank took that identity so seriously, he even married a class British act named June. Very highly respected journalist. She had the first interview with the Beatles nationally in England. And she was the one with the connections at first. But the British thing was all a bit of an accident. He had started Premier, was on his way to meet Dick Clark, and met a guy named Danny Batesh hanging around the office. He was the manager, I think, or perhaps English agent for Herman's Hermits, and was in Dick Clark's office there to beg for a gig for his Manchester group that no one had heard of, really. Frank got talking to him, took him into the meeting, and got the Hermits added to the bottom of the bill. Frank knew, just by being on the Dick Clark show, the band would get extra airplay from the main radio station in every town the tour went through. And Frank even got him a special box at the bottom of the poster saying, and introducing Herman's Hermits. And Frankie, thinking ahead, also got them a sliding scale payoff, which meant if the record went top 50, they'd get so much. Top 40, they'd get a little bit more. And Dick Clark was happy to give that, since no one had ever heard of them. What did he care? Well, a few weeks later, when the tour hit, Herman's Hermits had the number one song. They made a lot of money, and Frank had his first British act.
He may send you flowers, baby, every single day. Buy you fancy clothes from Paris and have sweet things to say. But I can give you love, sweet, sweet love. Now ain't that just a little bit better? He'll take you to nightclubs in a shiny limousine. Buy you furs and diamond bracelets, make you look just like a queen. But I can give you love, sweet, sweet love. Now ain't that just a little bit better? Just a little bit better.
Hello, this is Peter Noon, Herman from Herman's Hermits, and you're with Little Stephen in the Underground Garage, which is a very groovy place to be.
Regarding Intravenous to Milo, this tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
Well, that's nitpicking, isn't it?
Screaming, shouting, wham, slam, bam, that wild head, banging style. This is bitter. swinging 60s, here I come, baby, yeah!
Sing around, sing around, sing around, sing around,
We started that set with Just a Little Bit Better, one of the best of Herman's Hermits. They got a lot of good ones. They probably should be in the Hall of Fame, actually. It's going to be a tough one. Mickey Most having his first big success as a producer with Herman's Hermits just after The Animals. Far Out was the Cherry Drops out of Los Angeles. Cool stuff. Get it from thecherrydrops.com. The Ramones from Mondo Bizarro. It's going to be all right, written by Joey and Andy Chernoff from The Dictators. And these days, The Master Plan. Which, of course, Andy means ironically. Yeah, Ed Stasium producing that one. Game of Love was Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Totally coincidentally on the Fontana label. He took his stage name from Elvis Presley's drummer. And Santana, one of their best, Greg Rowley, lead singer from their third album, 1971. All or most Frank Barcelona artists. Come on back for a fabulous Frankie story as we salute Frank Barcelona all night.
Sigues en Rock FM disfrutando del primer Underground Garage de este 2016. Esta noche nuestro invitado especial es Frankie Barcelona, un agente de talentos que revolucionó el rock con su particular visión. Uno de sus grandes proyectos profesionales fue el de crear un circuito de confluencia en el que artistas, promotores y compañías discográficas trabajaran juntos para difundir con mayor eficacia la música rock. Por lo visto, hasta la aparición de Barcelona, el rock en Estados Unidos, lo que era la organización de conciertos de rock, estaba considerado dentro del negocio como uno de los escalones más bajos e irrelevantes. Fue uno de los grandes artífices de promocionar la llamada invasión británica, concertando las primeras giras americanas de los Beatles y los Stones por Estados Unidos. De hecho, su experiencia con los Beatles ya venía de antes. Fue en aquella agencia en la que comenzó, GAC de Nueva York, en la que Syd Barstein fue el agente encargado de firmar la primera aparición de los Cuatro Fabulosos en Estados Unidos. Barcelona, algo ya se empezaba a oler y pidió ser ayudante de Barstein en aquel trabajo. Una de las grandes habilidades de Barcelona fue la de formar a una serie de jóvenes promotores por todo el país que fuesen capaces de agendar conciertos de rock independientemente de si la banda había alcanzado algún éxito comercial o no, algo que por aquel entonces era prácticamente un requisito obligado para que te contratara algún promotor. Esa visión, la de la oportunidad en nombre del talento, fue una de las grandes claves de Barcelona. Lo quieras, maestro.
So for his Easter show 1967, Murray DeKay, who following in Alan Freed's footsteps, went from being a famous DJ to a impresario. So Murray wants Mitch Ryder to headline his Easter show. He goes to Mitch Ryder's agent, Frankie Barcelona. But Mitch Ryder does not want to do the show. Problem is, he owes Murray a favor. So he has to do it if Frank can't get him out of it. So first of all, Frank asks for a lot of money. Murray says, okay. Frankie, trying to think fast, tells Murray, listen, Mitch has entered his blue period and wants all the furniture, rugs, and dressing rooms to be painted blue. Murray says, okay. Mm-hmm. While this is going on, behind Frank's back, his partner has signed a new group from England, which Frank has never seen or heard. So Frank tells Murray, listen, you have to book this group from England and put them on the bill because they're Mitch Ryder's favorite band. Of course, Mitch Ryder knew nothing about this. But Murray, once again, says, okay. So Frank calls the agent in London, a guy named Robert Stigwood, and tells him, listen, I got this group on Murray DeKay's Easter show, and when he calls to negotiate, insist on $7,500 because he has to put them on. Stigwood says, are you sure, Frank? Because I'll give him the group for free. I mean, exposure on a Murray DeKay show, very big deal. Frank says, listen to me. I told Murray $7,500, not a penny less. So Stigwood knows if Frank says it's a sure thing, it's a sure thing. So Murray calls. He tells him, Listen, you can have the group for $5,000, but you have to take another group because the first group won't travel without the second group. Murray says, you have got to be kidding me. Barcelona sticks me with one group nobody's ever heard of, and now you're going to stick me with a second group nobody's heard of? And Stigwood says, listen, man, got nothing to do with me. You know, the first group just won't travel without the second. All right, says Murray, I give up. And that's how the Who and the Cream came to America.
Has a mustache. Thank you. has a beard.
I'm Jeff Beck, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, and you're listening to the best rock and roll songs ever made.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Say everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Jenny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
And jeans ripped up to bail. Dirty
one day when I didn't have to be all confused and I didn't have to feel that I was ashamed of everything, if I felt that I belonged someplace.
Time make that more.
heard that Murray the K story with Sakatumi Baby, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Top 10 single 1967. Bob Crewe and L. Russell Brown writing. Bob Crewe producing. The unpronounceable Cream song, Slobber, which stands for something silly, like she walks like a bearded rainbow or something like that. No drugs involved at all with that title or lyric, I assure you. Felix Pappalardi producing. The great Tom Dowd engineering Cream's second record. One of Mickey Most's best, Jeff Beck's first solo single, I Ho Silver Lining. Scott English and Larry Weiss writing, and John Paul Jones with those great string lines. The very, very famous English session drummer Clem Cattini on that one. We are hearing the fabulous B-side of that phenomenal single right now, Beck's Bolero. Old King's Road was Michael Monroe. We all know Michael from Hanoi Rocks and many cool solo records and Demolition 23. Brand new record, very cool, Blackout States, produced by Chips Keasby. That Old King's Road, written by Steve Conte, Rich Jones, and Sammy Yaffa. All three join Michael with Carl Rockfist, and this is any indication it's going to be a hell of an album. After Jeff did a couple of singles, he hired a singer, although I like Jeff Beck's voice, but this guy was even better. Introduced us to Rod Stewart on the first Jeff Beck Group album, Truth, one of the absolute essential albums you must have, and the second, Beckola, Mickey Most again, and Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck being friends all the way back to teenagers, competitive rival friends. The only record Led Zeppelin ever needed, as far as I'm concerned. Good Times, Bad Times, one of the most phenomenal first singles in history. The rest of the album would be equally amazing. And recorded in 2 or 3 weeks. Hard to imagine all of those people we have been playing. Frank Barcelona artists, premier artists, artists that were important live and would have mixed results as far as radio airplay, and with a few exceptions, but that would not affect their careers. They would do just fine without the usual hit singles, and this was the vision of Frank Barcelona, way ahead of his time. Obviously, we'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Aquí me tienes de vuelta. Esta noche nuestro gran protagonista es Frankie Barcelona, uno de los hombres que con su visión cambió el rumbo del rock en Estados Unidos, elevándolo a la categoría que merecía y que puso al rock and roll en el mapa. Esto lo hizo a través de crear, por ejemplo, un circuito dedicado solo al rock, donde las bandas pudieran presentar sus propuestas incluso sin haber alcanzado aún ningún éxito de ventas. Pero Barcelona no es el único protagonista de la noche, también lo es, lógicamente, la música. Toca detenernos en un clásico del Underground Garage como es la canción más chula de la semana. La primera, de 2016, nos la traen la banda de Long Beach, California, Rival Sons. Se trata de una formación con amplio recorrido en el circuito californiano y que comenzaron su andadura musical en 2009. Están tomando fuerza y un cada vez mayor reconocimiento mundial gracias, entre otras cosas, a ser el grupo telonero de Black Sabbath en su gira de despedida The End. Rival Sons, Black Coffee, en la primera canción más chula de la semana de 2016. Dale, Little.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Long Beach, California. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Rival Sons. My name.
white crown and a fully prepared black coffee. That's where it's at. And I know way back in your love, but boy, I don't know where. See, I got hung over the phone to you. You see, my skin is white, but my soul is black. And that hot black coffee, that's where it's at. As it can be. Black tea
can't compare with me.
That's right. Black tea, well, it's as good, good as it can possibly be. But it's a cup of black coffee, that's what a working man needs. And I wanna tell you, back in America, that's a land of the free. You forget it. From underneath your brother said I don't know make you feel good.
Give the stars above. For your love, for your love.
stars and the sun, for I live
for your love.
To thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me at night.
For your love.
Right here since 7 o'clock.
Yes, with your back to me. When I invite a woman to dinner, I expect her to look at my face. That's the price she has to pay.
Certain district attorney, taken over the period of the past several years, revealed that in his district, 17 out of 37 of the murderers, 13 out of 145 forgers, 15 out of 125 cases of assault and battery were addicts of marijuana.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Black Coffee, from Rival Sons. They're starting to blow up, huh? Yeah, you heard them first here, baby, like usual. Out of Long Beach, Black Coffee can be purchased as a 7-inch or on their tour edition of Great Western Valkyrie, their last album. And it will also be on their next album. It's a cover of Ike and Tina Turner, 1972. Produced by Dave Cobb, Jay Buchanan, Scott Holliday, Michael Miley, and Dave Best. And get it from rivalsons.com. For Your Love, the first of many great records by the Yardbirds. The first three written by Graham Gouldman, who inexplicably would end up in 10cc. What a horrible fate. Giorgio Gomelsky producing at this point. Eric Clapton in there somewhere for a minute. And then he would quit because they had gone too commercial for him. And then within 10 years, he'd be writing The Way You Look Tonight. But he'd completely revolutionize the lead guitar before that. Luckily for us, well, mixed results actually, but not his fault. Jay Giles Band, Cruisin' for Love, from their first record. Juke Joint Jimmy, the Nanker Felge moniker of the Jay Giles Band. And Southside Johnny Nasbury Jukes, the sort of reunion record we did in 91. Better Days, coming back the opening track. Bobby Bandiera, the guitar player in the Jukes at that point. Eddie Mannion on baritone, now with the E Street Band. All artists, Frank Barcelona artists. He changed the world and gave us all a very good living. Come on back, I got one more really good Who story.
Estás escuchando el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Estamos llegando al final de este primer show de 2016 en el que el gran protagonista de la noche es el señor Frank Barzalona, el primer agente que se dedicó en cuerpo y alma al rock and roll. Fundó la Premier Talent Agency y llegó a trabajar con bandas tan grandes como Led Zeppelin, The Who, Los Stones, Los Beatles, Ramones o Bruce Springsteen, entre otros muchos. Barzalona también fue uno de los fundadores del Salón de la Fama del Rock, institución en la que fue incluido en 2005 por toda una vida dedicada al rock and roll. ¿Adivinas quién fue el encargado de presentarle? Little Steven, claro. Barzalona falleció un 22 de noviembre de 2012 a la edad de 74 años. Quienes le conocieron dicen de él que era un hombre honesto y amable que dedicó su vida al rock and roll desde el corazón. Algo, la verdad, no muy fácil de ver, digamos, en un negocio en el que se mueven tantos intereses. El primer Underground Garage de este año está dedicado a él, a Frank Barzalona. Gracias, maestro. Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Here's another good Frankie with the Who story. They broke through with their fourth album, Tommy, just in time. In spite of being amazingly successful for the previous 3 years, between breaking up their equipment on stage and breaking everything else in sight off stage, they were very much in debt. So one summer night in 1967, The Who are hanging out in Frank's apartment in New York. Had a few drinks and left. And around 1, 2 o'clock, Frank gets a phone call from Pete Townsend saying, come to the hotel right away. We are being evicted. Not the most unusual phone call Frank had ever gotten in those days. So he goes down there and he has to make his way through a whole bunch of police and ambulances and fire trucks, all kinds of chaos and craziness going on. He runs into the lobby where Townsend is there in his underwear explaining that Keith Moon, the drummer of The Who, had continued drinking after leaving Frank's, and by lighting the fuses on cherry bombs at different times before flushing them, he had succeeded in blowing up the toilets on 3 different floors. It's making rock and roll history, the first cherry bomb trifecta, and was now, in fact, on the balcony of his room, hurling cherry bombs at the police below. See, that's when agents were agents and rock fans were rock fans. Well, Frankie had to spread the escarole around that night, I'll tell you that. About 1,000 tickets to the policeman's ball. Yes, children, there was a time when agents actually worked for a living. Dum, 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 dum.
Dum 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 durang. Now's the time to live and experiment. Marriage is for life. It's like cement.
Hi everybody, this is Graham Nash from The Hollies. You're with Little Steven right now in the Underground Garage, and I don't think that radio has ever been this cool.
Look through any window, yeah. What do you see? Smiling faces all around, rushing through the busy town.
Oh, you can see the little children. Bowie's and the Slowies. Oh, you can see the little children all around. Oh, you can see the little ladies in their gowns. Oh, when you look through any window, yeah, what do you see? Smiling faces all around, rushing through the busy town.
I'm a private dick on a case.
Started that set with The Who, Call Me Lightning. Pete Townsend writing, Kit Lambert producing. I'm a Believer from the Vanilla Fudge. The new album is Spirit of 67, produced by Carmine and Mark with John Caridi. It is three out of four of the original guys, Carmine, Vince, and Mark. And very cool stuff. Get it from VanillaFudge.com. One of the coolest riffs in all of rock and roll, Look Through Any Window. Yeah, that's Tony Hicks. Always had one of the great guitar tones, as well as being a great guitar player and great writer. He writing most of the great hits with lead singer Alan Clark and Graham Nash, but not this one. For this one, we go back to Graham Gouldman. Yeah. And Charles Silverman, co-writing. Ron Richards, producing. Ron, one of the early Beatles engineers. And the Sex Pistols, one of their great ones. Pretty Vacant, from the only album they ever had to do. Never mind the bollocks. Quite great, every inch of it. Chris Thomas and Bill Price producing. And all artists represented by the great Frank Barcelona. He has left us and taken the rock industry with him. I will miss him every day.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, pues hasta aquí el primer show de 2016 en este Underground Garage, en el que el gran protagonista de la noche ha sido el señor Frank Barcelona, ese agente que se dedicó en cuerpo y alma a difundir el rock and roll a la altura que se merecía. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo, como siempre, que nos encontremos el próximo domingo a eso de las 10 de la noche aquí en Rock FM, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hasta entonces, por supuesto, te deseo una feliz semana. Un abrazo. Little, buenas noches.